bathroom break. And got one more hour to go here. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II, the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska, truth seeker of the far north. Sometimes I feel like I'm out in the wilderness here shouting up in Alaska. Some of the people up here, you try to throw out a little bit of something that might be of interest. You listen to their particular situation and something that might, you know, get a brain synopsis to fire or two, and it just doesn't happen. It's just absolutely astounding. But anyway, before I want to move into Title 28, I want to finish up what I was talking about Title 18. Like I say, those who have just joined in, I think what that attorney has done by filing that Title 18, it's going to bring it out in the forefront, the writ of habeas corpus into the Supreme Court, because it was never... The Title 18 was never voted on and never passed, and there's no doubt about that. It wasn't passed by the other house, because I have the public record for the 1948 Title 18, and it says it was filed without the other amendment. So that tells you right there that it wasn't voted on either. But all of the research he's done is absolutely great, and hopefully we can start bringing some of these things out and see when the Supreme Court wants to step up to the plate and turn this thing around, if they will. That's the big issue, because addressing this issue would have just a major impact. I mean, absolutely, because technically anybody that's in prison on Title 18 has been unlawfully incarcerated. So that would be a big problem. So they would have to figure out some way to stem that tide, because we know obviously there's a lot of people in there that shouldn't be, and we know there's also a lot of people that are in there that damn well should be, and we also know there's a lot of people that are outside that ought to be there. Anyway, getting back to this Title 18, why it's such a big important issue of these few changes of words that we currently have today, because we no longer have the several states. That's been eliminated, the word several, so now we can put the territories and the district and all that. And that is a major issue that most people have not, don't understand, is that the Congress cannot legislate within the territories and possessions in the same act as they do within the several states. They are mutually exclusive. And the reason being, which there are a lot of cases on this, in the district, Congress has plenary power, absolute power, as long as it's not repugnant to the Constitution. They operate as a federal government, and I don't say national government, because that's another one of the little ruses that the courts use and other people. It's not national, because national means there are no several states, there are no sovereign people in that. We're all molded into one. But anyway, Congress operates as a federal government and as a state government in the district and in the possessions and territories. Within the several states, they only operate as a federal government, the grant of power given them, and all the rest is with the several states or with the people if it wasn't granted either to the several states or the United States. That's why they cannot legislate within the several states and legislate within the territories and possessions, not in the same breath. They can't do it. Because in one, they have a dual capacity, in the other one, they only have a single capacity. And great big difference, absolutely major difference. And, of course, Title 4 is the rules and regulations within the territories, and the Article 1 grant of power within the several states is sitting up there in Article 1. So, anyway, that's the reason why they can't do it, and that's the reason why they always have to drop the word several states. And one of the little tricks that they play, you will find that in Title 18, it's either in the, usually it's the territorial or geographical sense for the word United States. And as soon as you take the outside boundaries, geographical or territorial sense, that means there are no several states. That means there are no citizens of the several states. There are no sovereign people. It's the outside boundaries. So therefore, that's how they get away with that. This is the world that corporations operate in, within the geographical or territorial sense of the United States. And I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned, and we're going to get into Title 18, United States District Courts. Who are they?
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Kermit Winterud back, Ralph Winterud Show, on break, and we're talking about Title 18. Before I get into the United States District Courts exposing who they really are, conclusive and legal evidence, public records. But anyway, talking a little more about the crimes and offenses, which we no longer have in Title 18. Of course, they just made it offenses. It's not because there's no crimes. There's no cognizable under the authority of the United States. They just say it's against the laws of the United States. Well, you have to have the authority to do something. That's all been changed. The word cognizable has been removed. And they've watered it down to make it fit within the territorial or geographical boundaries of the United States. And that's it's in the Real ID Act and all of these acts, by one means or another, there are always two things. Always two things they always have to do. They have to define state or United States, and they always have to put citizen of the United States in there, the fictional status. They always, without exception, must do that. There's no getting around it. It's always there. And all you got to do is just go down and do a little word searching or look, and as soon as you get through with that, as soon as you find those two things, there's one simple sentence that takes all of the whole act and flushes it down the toilet. What is that? What could a guy say that says succinctly, this act of Congress has absolutely nothing to do with the citizens of the several states domiciled within the several states and who are not citizens of the United States? That's it. Just that simple. None of the things that Congress is legislating for has anything to do with the citizens of the several states. Nothing. It has nothing to do with anybody domiciled within any of the several states as a citizen of Alaska, citizen of New York, or whatever. It's all a ruse. Now, this case, Wong, that I was talking about, United States versus Wong, it's 1898, and it's 169 U.S. 649. And I don't think I could reword this any better. There's a very nice, succinct statement in this case, in the opinion of the court. And they're talking about this Civil Rights Act where they created this fictional status so that Negroes could have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. I would think the Negroes would be up in arms. I don't know. I'm a white guy, and I'm up in arms. But I don't know. What do I know? Anyway, I'm going to read out of this. This is the citizen of the United States was not created in the 14th Amendment. It was created in 1866, 14 Stat 27, and you can get it right off the Internet because those statutes at large are on the Internet. This is what the Supreme Court said. The same Congress, now they're talking about 14 Stat 27, the Civil Rights Act. The same Congress, shortly afterwards, evidently thinking it unwise and perhaps unsafe to leave so important a Declaration of Rights to depend upon an ordinary act of legislation, which might be repealed by any subsequent Congress, framed the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, and on June 16, 1866, by joint resolution, we stop right there. By the way, the other one was in April, so already by June, they'd already made their plan, a couple months later, proposed it to the legislatures of the several states. And on July 28, 1868, the Secretary of State issued a proclamation showing it had been ratified by the legislatures of the requisite number of states. 14 Stat 358 and 15 Stat 708. End of quote. The reason why they had to put it into the 14th Amendment is quite simple. It could have been repealed. Or the people like today will wise up and say, hey, you can't do this. It's unconstitutional. Not only is it unconstitutional, you are a racist if you're a citizen of the United States. We can't have something like that on the books. And, of course, the reason why they can't change it today is because it's locked in through the 14th Amendment. They got a catch-22 here. But when are the people going to wise up that they want to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens? What if you're white? What if you're not white? Is Hillary Clinton, does she want all the people, all the Negroes and Hispanics and Chinese and I don't know, whatever that's not, quote, white, to have the same rights as she's got? Unbelievable. Where's the NAACP when you need them? They're enslaving their own people, just like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and just like Hillary Clinton, and on both sides of the aisle. It doesn't make any difference. They're all in on it, folks. Do you think these people at the top don't know what's going on? Absolutely, they know what's going on. Anyway, getting back to this issue of why it's important, because you see, when they put this out into territories and possessions, we no longer have the mandatory preliminary examination, which is an adversarial hearing, prior to the indictment. And the book that I copied, of which there are four in the public forum, of which is very difficult, I got one in Title 18, got a copy at OCR'd. It conclusively shows they took the preliminary examination and moved it into the rules of court. You can see it in the federal rules, Rule 5 and 5.1. You think they do it? Nope. Talk to anybody about an IRS indictment. Did they do a preliminary examination? Did they bring in a probable cause? Did they have somebody under oath come in there and say, okay, where's the law? By the way, there is a law. It's not a law of the United States, but there is a law. It's under 6012 and the subsidy regulation to file if you're a citizen of the United States. If you want to play Santa Claus, you got to feed the reindeer, folks. Rudolph and all them other folks got to be fed in the fictional world. If you're a citizen of one of the several states, there is no Rudolph. There are no reindeer, and there are no Santa Clauses. Which do you want to live in? It's amazing. This stuff is so absolutely astounding. I don't know how they've kept it a secret. And then what's even more astounding is when you bring it out, why nobody gets excited about it. We simply stated the people in America have given a full power of attorney to Congress. Now, there is a scary damn thought. Who in his right mind would give a full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to Uncle Ted Stevens of Aunt Lisa Murkowski in Alaska? Oh, my God, heaven forbid. Talk about a scary movie. It's been done, folks. That's the game. A full power of attorney to a politician in Congress. So you really ought to get up close and learn how to be nice to those folks. But anyway, getting back to this preliminary examination, they don't do it. They don't have to in the territories and possessions. The court's already ruled it. That only has application within the several states of where the federal government operates within the several states. Once you enter the land of Oz, it's not required. That's why you don't see it done. We have it in Alaska. I've talked to a couple of very prominent attorneys. I went down in Alaska. They're called the pre-indictment hearings. I went in there and I looked and said, wait a minute, nobody's being sworn in. Where's the evidence? He said, oh, they don't do that. I said, it's in the rule of court. He said, they don't do that. There's no authority for a pre-indictment hearing. They just get up, read the indictment. Here, anybody got any objections? Here, we find probable cause. Oh, they get the party on the line. Well, can we parole this guy out for a bond? No, yeah, objection, hoo-ha. I asked the attorneys. I've asked a couple of them. So what's the object? To scare these people into submitting. We don't want to even have to waste the time to go before the indictment, the grand jury. We want them to plea bargain. Let's scare the living pants off of them. And it works. There's a lot of them. Oh, yeah, we'll just go ahead and we'll plea out here. Make a deal. Well, let's make a deal. What's behind door 1, 2, and 3? That's what they do. I couldn't believe it. I sat there and, I mean, it's just when you see this going on and you start to understand the process, it just can't believe what's going on. And these other attorneys, I asked this attorney, sir, I said, why don't you guys do something? He said, we can't. Lose our bar card. He said, it's up to the people. Just until the people wake up, this is what we do. And I happen to like this one attorney, by the way. I won't say any of these people's names because being associated with me is not a conducive thing to make public. I have some police that are on the right side would like to see it change, but as soon as they try to object, what they do, they lose their job. They fire them. That's the way it works. So should they lose their job and get fired? That's a decision they have to make. But I'd like to think that on the good side, we need a few of them in there that's on the right side of life, and we can turn this around, that maybe they'll come and join. But it's not us, the people. The problem's us. We're ignorant. And I got it. It's a terrible thing to say, but I don't think many people in America want liberty because it's too much work. But there are great rewards. But I can't get to live off of somebody else's sweat equity. I don't get to make money. I don't. Oh, my God, think of going to a job and getting laid off and not having all that stuff to rely upon. Unbelievable. Our country's coming down. There's no doubt. It is on the way down. And if the people don't wake up and get their birthright back, it's gone. That's just a fact of life, folks. That's what's happening. And it's getting worse every day because when these people can at will haul you off or steal your children or take you to jail or take your property, take your house, then what are you going to do? There's no law left. The judiciary is gone right now. It is gone. So anyway, what's supposed to happen is the, oops, I hear the music here, so we'll go on to that, and then I'm going to get into the courts here. I'll do the short break on the rest of the grand jury stuff, and then we'll start on the United States District Courts for the last half hour. Thank you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Ralph, Kermit Winterroad II, back. Ralph Winterroad Show. We've been talking about the United States District Court and the grand juries and that. And then after the half hour, we're going to into the United States District Courts and who those guys are. With proof. Not mere supposition. Like I say, that's why I'm going to be leaving here right after 5 o'clock, driving to Anchorage, and I'll spend probably 5 hours and $50 or $60 more copying the microfiche that I got out of the law library out of Eugene, Oregon. So I have a public record to back up what I say. It's there's no doubt that these attorneys that filed this Title 18 suit into the Supreme Court with a writ of habeas corpus, Title 18 was never voted on by both sides of Congress. That used to seem to be the rule of law. Or as they might say more correctly, as a matter of law. But, of course, we don't do those things anymore. We're just into the illusion of stuff, and whatever we can get away with, we do. And they get away with just almost everything. Anyway, back into the probable cause, and I want to go through the grand jury, and then we'll start on the United States District Court here after the half hour. But the problem is, like the IRS, do you ever see anybody ever have a preliminary examination? Oh, no, we can't do that. Well, who files the charges? Well, we don't even probably need to know that. It may be done, unquote, under an information. You see, when we live out in the territories and possessions, just like it defines in Title 26 of the United States Code, because Title 26 is not the laws of the United States. Title 18 is not laws of the United States. By the way, having the books, the Title 18 and Title 28 says right at the beginning of it, laws of the 80th Congress. They're not lying. They're not laws of the United States. That's under Article 6 of the Constitution. But we don't do that no more. Laws of Congress, they're telling us exactly what they're doing. It's extra or it's exterior to the Constitution of the United States. It's not within their powers. There's nothing to say that they can't legislate out there. Of course, they need volunteers like us. They trap us at the point of a gun or take our property to get us to, quote, volunteer. But it said laws of 80th Congress right in the very beginning of both books. That means absolutely it's outside the jurisdiction of the several states. And, of course, in Title 18, they define the geographical United States. They also do another very neat thing in there, too. I think it's Section 18, 13, Title 18, Section 13, where they adopt all the laws of the states. Now, where's the power to do that? I thought we had the several states, and they had exclusive jurisdiction of a lot of things. Of course, that makes the word escapes me right now, but the Supreme Court, the railroad case, Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, or something. Anyway, the Erie Railroad case in 1938, that gives it great validity. Because when they use the, quote, laws of the several states, or the laws of the states, we don't need the several states or the states anymore. But anyway, getting back to the grand jury, they do it by information, and of course we're on a need to know, and we don't need to know. They do it with sealed indictments. Where's the preliminary examination? Where's the probable cause? Where's the independent judge to find the probable cause? Oh, we don't do that no more, because we're supposed to have a preliminary examination. Then it goes to the grand jury, which is an inquisitorial, not adversarial. People think they have a right to go before the grand jury. It's inquisitorial. We do not have a right to go before the grand jury. A true constitutional grand jury is composed of 24 people, of which 23 are there and one alternate, and a simple majority of 12 will get you indicted, a true bill. And, of course, we lose something else, because if we don't have the preliminary examination, the grand jury doesn't get to hear both sides of the story, do they? Anybody with any children knows that you do not listen to one side of a story. That's the purpose of one of the many purposes of the preliminary examination, is to not get you entrapped into a petit jury situation where there are very strict rules of evidence and all that, is where it's very loosely constructed on the preliminary examination. So the other side has to bring in convincing, something to show that there might be something going on, and you have a right to defend against it or bring in witnesses. It's not a trial, but you have the right if you want to, or you can shut the heck up. But then we go to the grand jury. They get both sides of the story. What a novel idea. Then they can use their power. It's unlimited. Grand jury can go anywhere they want. Then it goes back to a petit jury. That's why the old saying, you can't go to jail unless by the vote of 24 of the Englishmen, of your countrymen. You've got to have 12 in the grand jury and 12 on a petit. Heck, Alaska's even got it in their statutory law. We just need a simple majority anymore, just a couple of them. We don't need all of you folks. We don't want to do hung juries. Of course, they have used that very judiciously because we don't want to. We haven't quite got people brainwashed enough for that yet. But it's still there. That's the game. This is also the reason why when you go into the juries, they always, without exception, must ask somewhere, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? You must leave your natural status and enter the portal in the land of Oz and say, yep. I had a jury of six, and nobody knew what it was, and they just testified that they were. Anyway, we come back. We're going to go into United States District Court for the last half hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back for the last half hour of the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Crumman Winterroad II. And we're going to expose, for those that haven't heard, who are the, or what is the United States District Courts? Do they exercise the judicial power of the United States? Do they arise under Article 3? No. It's all an illusion. One big grand lie that was changed in 1948. They repealed all of the issues that had to do with the Article 3 court. They just repealed it. We don't need it no more. We've got an ignorant, complacent, compliant public. We've got them all locked in to being citizens of the United States. Most of them are trained by now. We've been working on that since the Civil War. The Social Security Act, got a whole bunch of them herded in there because they all wanted the benefits. And as soon as you sign up for the benefit, you have no right to any court. The Supreme Court has held that. United States v. Babcock. You sign up for a benefit, Congress can withhold all remedies in all courts of law. Now, there's a scary thought. Again, full power of attorney to Congress, but hey, come on down. Anyway, it's in Title 28, Section 132. It says, there shall be in each judicial district a district court, which shall be a court of record, known as the, quote, United States District Court, unquote, for the district. That's the end of the rest of it. There is the establishment of the United States District Court. There's where the name comes from. Title 28, Section 132, and by the way, it isn't even positive law. They tell you it is. Positive law is another nonsensical statement. But we're not. I'm probably not going to have time to go into that today. But positive law is not a law of the United States. Now, so here's a creation. By the way, let me follow up on that. In Title 28, it says enacted into law. That's at the very beginning of Title 28. For those that choose to go read the section on Title, it doesn't say enacted into positive law. That's only Title 18. So anyway, here is the creation of the United States District Court. So the next question is, who or what is this thing? What does it do? They tell us right in 132C. They always like to put except as otherwise provided. That leaves the door open. But we'll skip over that little section and start with the judicial power. This is on down in the section C, section 132, section or number C. The judicial power of the of a district court. Now, wait a minute. That doesn't sound right. Article 3 of the Constitution talks about the judicial power of the United States. What the heck happened here? Am I being hoodwinked or what? Yes, we are. There's no doubt about it. We're being hoodwinked because the judicial power, guess where it comes from? The case that is probably closest to being on point to this is Finley versus F-I-N-L-E-Y versus United States. 490 U.S., 545, a very little understood judicial power. Stated quite simply, and then I'll read out of this case, the judicial power, executive power, legislative power, comes from the limited delegation of the sovereign people. Put into a contract called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's where we say you can do this and no more. So what's the Finley versus United States, 490 U.S., 545, 1989. It remains rudimentary law that as regards all courts of the United States inferior to this tribunal, two things are necessary to create jurisdiction, whether original or appellate. The Constitution must give to the court the capacity to take it, and an act of Congress must have supplied it. To the extent that such action is not taken, the power lies dormant. Tons of Supreme Court cases. What does that mean? The judicial power of the United States is a constitutional issue that comes from the Constitution. And the Congress only creates courts that can receive the judicial power. That's why you hear all the time, well, the International Court of Trade is a Article III court. I don't have any doubt in my mind it's an Article III court. But you got to go look of the what it can receive. What part of the judicial power of the United States can it receive? Doesn't have a darn thing to do with anything that we can use, the average person. And I guarantee you, absolutely, here's the game, here's the illusion. The judicial power must come from the Constitution. This is out of a holding out of a Supreme Court. With lots of other cases, Supreme Court right in behind it, tons of them. Going clear back to 1813. Nothing new. The judicial power of the United States, which is right in the very beginning of Article 3, it does not say, and Congress has no authority to create the judicial power of the United States, but they didn't. Excuse me. So what do they do? Well, we're going to have the judicial power for these ignorant citizens of the United States of a district court. Well, obviously, they cannot statutorily create a judicial power of a district court. They can't do it. There's no way to do it. It's not within their grant of power, but they can do it and get away with it until we figure it out. So it is a statutory court. It has nothing to do with Article 3. Zero, nada, nothing. Excuse me. So now the next question is, can we conclusively prove just that little part? Absolutely, in this book. that I'm going to be making available. It shows in the revisor notes what they did. They combined the Territorial Court of Hawaii, for one, with this United States District Court. You cannot combine a territorial court with an Article III court. An Article III court only does constitutional issues. End of story, and the judicial power must come from the Constitution. Quite a few Supreme Court cases have held you can create a district court of the United States by name in a territory. And you can dress it up to look like an Article III court, but it can't receive the judicial power of the United States because there's no several states. It's an impossibility. It can look like it. Well, the one that they've created, quote, that we have in our lack of several states is dressed up to look like a territorial court, which by the Constitution can't even exist within the several states. But, of course, we've entered the portal into the land of Oz, so we're no longer domiciled on the land. We're within the geographical or territorial boundaries, so it works just fine, and it looks like an Article III, but, of course, it's all populated with employees, the judge, and all the other nonsensical stuff. So the next question becomes, conclusively, it is not an Article III court. It exercises no judicial power of the United States, which is our inalienable rights coming from the Constitution, going to that court. All Congress does is create receptacles for the courts. They create them, and they say, what part of the judicial power can this court receive? Congress is creating its own judicial power. So the next question is, okay, if it's not a true Article III court, where do I look? What's going on in that court? Who controls what goes on in the old kangaroo court? They tell us right at the very beginning of C, it is controlled as provided by law, which is Congress, so Congress can deny you the right to get into the court, which they do all the time. If you want to tangle with the IRS, no, you can't go to court. No, we don't define taxpayers because we can't define the legal duty because that would expose what we're doing. Y'all just come on in here, though, and we're not even going to tell you the 6012 is where the legal duty is, because if we did that and we had an attorney that had about three or four brain firings in a little bit, it would automatically preclude the court from even proceeding criminally. So the first thing that controls the court, it says, by Congress. They're not lying. What's the second thing? By rule. These are the rules of court. The bar members, sitting at the top in the Supreme Court of the United States, the Supreme Court of Alaska, promulgate rules. In Alaska, they're called Supreme Court orders. I hereby order it, you slaves down there. These are the rules we're going to abide by. These are the rules that these attorneys are going to abide by. And we've locked up the attorneys by the Professional Code of Conduct. And if they don't do what we want, we fire it. We take their bar card. That shuts those suckers down. So if we get one that happens to think he's a counselor at law, we'll just shut him up. Take his bar card. So now we have two things in the court. It's controlled by Congress or by rules of court. The third thing they say is by orders. When you walk into the court, Sieg Heil. Pure Hitler is sitting on the little with a little black dress up there. Yep. He's Hitler. Whatever he orders, goes. There is no Constitution. There's no laws of the United States to hinder him. He can do anything he wants. The same thing in Rome as the Praetorian Law. He makes it up as he goes. It's all an illusion. There are three things that control that court. It is a territorial court dressed up to look like an Article III court. That's conclusive and legal evidence of a public record, at least in a public record. The courts are mandated to take judicial notice because the executive and the legislative, they're trapped as a issue of a political question, and they cannot go there. They don't want to address political questions. Well, guess what? Let's turn that little knife around the other way, and that is a holding, by the way, of the Supreme Court of the United States. That's a political question. It's a public record, and y'all got to do it, whether you want to or not, and give it legal effect. So now we know it's a territorial court. Dressed up, look like an Article III court that can't even exist, but it's in the ether. It's sitting above us here, floating around in the territorial and geographical United States. And it's for the fictional people, the citizens of the United States. If you want to take on this, if you want to surrender your birthright and go in there and agree, who in his right mind would give full power of attorney to Congress? I just can't imagine that. I can't imagine many people would do that if they really understood it. There's probably a few. They want to have Congress take care of them from the cradle to the coffin. And they're compliant and complacent, and they're ignorant and stupid. Other than that, they're just people, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that is what the United States District Court is. It's no longer supposition. It is a public record, folks. You can read it in Title 28, Section 132. It says right there it's controlled by law, by or rule of court, or order, or by rule, or by order of court. That's it. So you got a black-robed Hitler sitting up there, which has no oath of office, because what people do not understand, you have to have an oath of office as a public officer, or as his, in his case, as an officer of the United States. Title 5, Section 24, 4 and 5, it's one of those two, I think it's 2404. To get this from memory, I might be off on the number there or two, but it says that that judge works under the supervision of the Judicial Conference of the United States. It says so right in the code. He's not independent. He's bought and paid for. Just like all these judges and all these child custody, they're all bought and paid for. They're under private contract to perform for money. Shocking, but true. And if you think you're going to walk into Lucifer's court, or this evil court, whatever you want to call it, and you think the truth has any bearing in there, you have a fool for counsel or are a fool. These people are bought and paid for. It's an illusion. A grand illusion. Now, there's a lot of these attorneys out here that unfortunately are not sharp enough tacks to figure out what's going on. Most of the judges, to some degree, understand what's going on. And the higher you get up the feeding chain, the more they tend to understand. And you can tell by their decisions. What's even more astounding is most decisions are actually not too far off the mark, because they always stipulate, they make stipulations that people leap over. They will make a stipulation that you are a taxpayer, and then they proceed to hammer you. In a lot of these cases, well, if you're a taxpayer, guess what? They're right. What's a taxpayer? Citizen of the United States. Absolutely inconclusive. But this is why they can't disclose in these IRS trials 6012. I've got it under the signature of a Department of Justice attorney, a Rhode Island District Court judge. I think the 2nd, 4th, 6th, and 9th circuits have held on this. We don't have to tell you it's 6012. You wouldn't believe it if we did. That's Title 26, 6012. There is a law that says you must file. Not a law of the United States. It's a law of Congress. And it's in 1.6012-1. It's a CFR. It specifically lines out the three people, the three statuses, citizen of the United States, resident of the United States, and a bona fide non-resident alien of Puerto Rico. If you have that status, you must file a return. But courts have held, we don't got to tell you, because we can't. They can't tell the legal duty, because the legal duty doesn't exist in law. How can you prosecute a taxpayer if the court is prohibited from defining that you are a taxpayer? That's in Section 28.2201. How can you have a contract if there's no second party? How can you have a legal duty if there's no second party? Very simple logic. Most attorneys don't get it, haven't ever even seen it. Don't want to get it. That's what's even more astounding. This is why they won't tell you. The courts, why they say we don't have to tell you, because if they did, the legal duty would automatically shut the court down. They couldn't keep the ruse up, the illusion. That's the reason why they don't do it. And what's even more astounding is these attorneys don't want to go there and say, okay, please define the legal duty. Where is the legal duty? This one attorney that I saw, his brief, he did it back there, back east, and the court came back and said, we don't have to tell you, but here it is. Of course, what they don't tell you is the rest of the reason why, because this was adjudicated a long time ago in 1792. Anytime you accept a benefit, then, as soon as you accept the benefit, Congress can withhold all courts of law. Everything. And we'll be back here for the final thing. If anybody's got any questions, give us a call. Republic Broadcasting, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow II, the Ralph Winterow Show, True Seeker of the Far North, and we're back for the last short segment, and we're just going to talk a little more courts. I see Greg Pound is dialed in. Are you there, Greg?
Yes, I'm here, Ralph. Listen, Ralph, I want
well,
to thank...
Well, have those tyrannical tyrants, any of them went into the ocean or went swimming today and didn't come back?
Well, no, no, not that I know of, Ralph. I just want to... You know, I just want to say to our listeners, and I just want to thank you, Ralph, for your encouragement and your motivation to keep fighting. And all I am is a father with five kids fighting to defend our rights to our children. And it's just unbelievable to see what's going on here in Florida. And so we put together a website for people who haven't heard of it. It's called FreeOurKids.com. You go to the computer, you type in FreeOurKids.com, and you look what's going on to families in Florida. And it's just totally out of control for this federal grant money, this grant for money. And I just, as you talked about your kitty cat, I mean, or someone getting a trial by jury for a cat, and it's just amazing that I'm not able to get a trial by jury in order to bring the truth out, the evidence of what happened here. And it's just, as you said, these cooperative agreements for this federal grant money, we haven't been able to get a fair hearing in 3 years of just trying to get our kids back. And so I just thank the Lord for people like you and programs that are exposing so other people can have at least a knowledge of what's happening and why it's happening. And so I just want to thank you, Ralph, for being there and for your program and for Republic Broadcasting for hosting you and all that you've done to try to help us here.
Well, we're not going away. We've got the writ of habeas corpus ad jum duncan filed. There's tort actions to be filed. There's quo rentals to be filed. There's complaints against the bar. As I get these things put up and sent down there for your inspections and what you choose to use of it, we're going to go forward with it. They're going to surrender.
Well, I believe that. I believe one thing. I'm not giving up. It's sad. My wife has been hiding for a year and 8 months now with our baby Moses because they want to take that baby. We don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. They have nothing on us. It's just so insane. It doesn't make any sense when people ask. It just doesn't make a bit of sense. And so what happens is that, you know, we believe the Lord has us here for one thing, and that's to defend the rights of the poor, the fatherless, and the widows. And through what's happening to us, it's becoming a high-profile case, especially here in Florida, where people all over the state are looking at it and saying, what's going on here? And so I just am not giving up. I'm not giving up my kids. And me and my wife both, we love one another, we love our family, and something needs to be done of this injustice of these people doing what they're doing just for money.
And the thing is, though, Greg, you're not the only one. You're just one of many.
Right, exactly.
And the thing is what's so astounding about this is Carl the cat in Alaska had a trial, hoo-ha! And they take children all across America, Alaska, and in Florida, including Greg Pounds, and we can't be bothered with a trial where the standard of evidence is raised. We just want to get in there and lie and steal and cheat, deny every rudimentary type, no evidence, no witnesses, no just everything, and then make it look like hoo-ha and then sell these kids off for money. And the churches go along with it and won't fight.
I go home and I get on my knees and I just cry like a baby. I mean, I miss my wife, and I miss our kids. I see my kids 2 hours a month for 3 years, and just to see our children and the abuse that they've been through, I just can't believe America has.
Well, hang in there, Greg. I hear the music, and we're not done yet by a long ways. We're going to beat these evil bastards. They will be beat. It's not easy, but I'm telling you what, the knowledge and the wisdom to use it is gaining, and we're going to use it. I'm not for sale. And until they lock me up or kill me, we're going to keep trucking right on forward. And stay tuned. I'll be back next Sunday. And if you want more shows like this, be sure and donate to Republic Broadcasting. This is not free. There are no free rides in America. And we'll see everybody next Sunday.
It's true.